Here's the supplements I use to feel 20 at 39, almost 40 years old. And it's nothing fancy or expensive. First one, Boron. What is this? Well, there's not a ton of research behind this, but there's enough to justify using it. And anecdotally, I can tell a massive difference. What is the first one? Increases free testosterone levels. So one study showed an increase of almost 40% in free testosterone. Why does that matter? Well, total testosterone only tells half the story. As we get older, a lot of it gets bound up by SHBG. Google that if you need. What it really means, though, is that that's not bioavailable. It's not actually being used, whereas free testosterone is. So that instantly improves mood, energy, libido. And that's all good things you want as a man as you get older. Also, a residual benefit on bone health, bone maintenance, prevents a loss of calcium and magnesium through your urine. I had a T-score of 2.8 on my DEXA scan. Anything over zero is considered good and healthy. That was at the top end of the range. Strength training, of course, plays a big role. So does your diet. But I guarantee this has helped. My joints are just less sore as a result. Pairing that with curcumin. Advanced Turmeric is the product I use because it has a patent for Mareva, which increases absorption. There's other types that are fine, but the Indian spice, turmeric, not going to have the same effect. Okay, keep that in mind. This is for systemic inflammation, and it's a powerful antioxidant. Also, notice a theme here, increases BDNF levels in the brain, brain-derived nootropic factor, which is like superfood for your brain, antidepressant effects, win, win, win. There's also been a lot of research on this in older people with arthritis, arthritic symptoms, greatly reduced pain, equivalent to Advil in the research, obviously with a lot less side effects. So next up, magnesium citrate. You probably are familiar with this one. I largely just take it to get a little bit more relaxed before bed, and it keeps me regular, too much information the next day. So that double whammy is why that one's on the list. Last but not least, creatine monohydrate. I think this is a worthwhile addition for several reasons, but the first up is better workouts, right? So one research study put the group into a strength training routine. Some took creatine, some didn't. Those who took creatine over a 6-week period gained 4 pounds of muscle. I think some of the research would probably actually identify that as water gain in the muscle cell, so it can be a bit misleading, but increases ATP, which endocyanine triphosphate, it's a fancy word for saying more power output, more strength. That's going to benefit your workouts over the long haul. And memory recall. So research in vegans who are deficient in creatine because they don't eat meat, and seniors found increase in memory recall by taking creatine. Some research shows, again, because of that BDNF we talked about, better adaptation to like short-term bouts of sleep deprivation as well when you take it. So win, win, win all around. Hopefully that gives you a helpful insight into what I take. I would suggest the basics still form the foundation: strength training, eating a good quality diet, getting your sleep, drinking enough water. But I found over the years, I've tried a lot and wasted a lot of money and a lot of stuff, but these ones have stood the test of time for what I personally need them for. All right. What's your best supplement? Drop it below. It's on this list or not. Love to hear it.